You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to the Papa Rock and J-Pop Show. You already have the truth. The mission of this podcast is to speak biblical truth into today's most controversial topics like abortion, homosexuality, transgenderism, and more. We speak these truths in a spirit of love and from the viewpoint of God's holy word, for which we shall not apologize. We're glad you're listening. And here we go. Hey, Wingman Nation, welcome to the Papa Rock and J-Pop Show. And this week's episode is called Communism in America, Part 2. Hey, I'm hanging out. Well, we're technically not at the hangar. We're all over the place today. I'm with Papa Rock, Randy Ferreira, and J-Pop, Pastor Jay Dennis. How you doing today, guys?
Hey, Papa John.
Morning. Good morning.
Not the pizza guy. Good to see you guys. Hope everything's well. You all look good. What's that?
We're ready to go, man.
We're ready to go. Communism in America, man. This is such a good talk. Yes, it's not. It's breaking news. You said it before we started.
Yeah, it is.
So, Randy, you get to start today, brother. Take it away.
Oh, good. Thank you, John. Good morning, Papa Jay. How you
good
doing?
Good morning, hey, Papa Rock.
Good to see you.
Good to see you too, buddy.
This is part two of our Communism in America, and you know, the more we research it, the more you see just how long this has been going on, how the penetration of this started many, many years ago. But in our last podcast, part one of Communism in America, we began laying the foundation for discovering how communism has invaded America. We showed how communism is attempting to silence, but not free speech. silence not only free speech, but Christianity and the Bible as well. So their attack is internal, and it's been internal. The polls are indicating that more and more people, especially young people, are open to and supportive of socialism and communism. Not understanding what it truly is, of course, most colleges in America become indoctrination centers for Marxism and communism. You hear that all the time,
but it is true.
People seem to blow that off and don't even think how damaging that is for us. So we shared that socialism and communism are built on three lies. One, there is no God. Two, man is not made in the image of God. Instead, he's just a little higher than the apes. Mm-hmm. Number three was the Communist Party can create paradise on earth if you give it all the power. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So we also discussed how utterly disgusting communism's founder was, Karl Marx. He was a nasty, lazy, Satan-driven man who he never held down a real job, by the way, but lived on the money of others. And so here he is. People are looking back at this guy as some savior and wonderful man. And it turns out if they really looked into him, they would find out that he's just a lazy bum who never had a real job. And
he's a mooch. Out of-
yeah. Yeah. Y'all took the words right out of my mouth.
He's a mooch, right?
Yeah, he was. He was. He was definitely not a hero.
No.
Maybe a zero. Let me put it that way. A zero, not a hero. Yeah. So we ask, what do the following have in common? Political correctness, critical theory and critical race theory, transgenderism, queer theory, radical feminism, radical teachers unions, Black Lives Matter, the organization, the LGBTQ plus agenda, gender theory, radical lawless district attorneys, pronouns and inclusive language, Planned Parenthood, anti-capitalism, hate for America, Antifa, relative truth, situational ethics, the coronavirus, DEI, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, social justice, the defund the police movement, hatred of Israel, radical environmentalism, the influx of drugs across our borders, Open Borders, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they all have a common denominator. These didn't just show up independently of each other. they have a common core.
Exactly. And derogatory attitudes and comments also towards men, fathers, anyone that's white. Oh, that's good. Heterosexuals, yeah. The Bible, Jesus, God, Jews, morality, marriage only between a man and a woman, God's view of marriage, patriotism, law and order. What do they have in common? In addition to these, including the derogatory attitude towards all things that are right, first they are demon-driven, birthed in the pit of hell, and Paul called it doctrines of demons in 1 Timothy 4:1. So, however, they are also associated with the Marxist philosophy of socialism and communism.
Every one all of them.
And, you know, I was wondering what do all these things really have in common? You know, it's like not a coincidence. We are seeing these things converge in our generation now more and more. Communism basically needs a grievance, a cause to rally to. You know, it thrives on malcontents, and Marxism is a religion of resentment where chaos does not exist. The communists will create it.
They're doing it.
They are. And that's what they're using. They're using all these controversial issues, many of which Jay just mentioned, mm-hmm. You know, and Marxism and communism preys on grievances and cause people to channel their anger to commit acts of destruction. Are we seeing that today?
The riots, the protests, the burning down police buildings.
Yeah. It's been going on since 2020, and I think it started with the COVID chaos.
Yeah.
So to the Marxist communists, at the center of their thinking is an abiding hatred of this nation. They don't like the United States. You know,
no,
they want to tear it down. Their goal is one-fold, and that's the destruction of America. A one-fold goal. One quote we read said, The ideas may be dressed up in fancy new terms. The classes the communists seek to liberate may have changed. Marx may now dye his beard pink, wear a dress, and identify as Carla, but he's still a Marxist.
Right? And a malcontent.
I got that out of a wonderful book that I was reading.
Yeah. And by the way, guys, communism hates Christianity. It's their number one enemy, Christianity.
It is.
Let that sink in for a minute. So wherever socialism and communism have emerged, there has been bondage, starvation, economic devastation, and persecution of Christian and Jews. Think about
Fact.
That.
So speak.
What's that?
I said, speak to it, brother.
Yes.
Right. They've never worked, you know, when they've been implemented or forced implementation in a society. They've never, ever worked, except perhaps in the minds of some tenured professors teaching it to unsuspecting college students, you know, which they're trying to do to indoctrinate them as we speak. But that's all. That's the only place that makes any sense in their classroom. You know, wherever it has actually been tried, it has failed
every single time.
That's right.
Why are people in communist countries wanting to come to America? And very few people want to go to communist countries, although there are some people I'd like to send there, you know, and let them live in what they're wanting this utopia to be in America.
Well, exactly.
But I digress, and I'm a little bit cynical.
Well, all of
even a malcontent.
These people that you hear talking about how much they hate America or they're going to leave America, well, none of them have left.
I wish they would.
The Whoopi Goldbergs of the world, for example. They've not left.
Exactly.
So what do they all have in common? You know, in addition to these, you know, including the derogatory attitudes towards all things right.
Right.
First, they are demon-driven, birthed in the pit of hell. It's obvious. Paul called it the doctrines of demons.
Right.
You know, the neo-Marxist thought leaders have long acknowledged that Judeo-Christian ethics and morals present a problem for communists as well, since they are, you know, they're kind of the chief component of Americans' cultural norms. You know, that's just who we are. But the neo-Marxists feel like that's problematic for us guys.
Well, it is a problem for them.
It is a problem because it's not based on chaos, and they want chaos. Right. So the new tactic used by communists today is twofold. If you don't agree with me, you're evil. Gosh, we're hearing that on every major news station across the country, except a few. And if you stand for truth, guess what? You're a racist.
Yeah. You're a homophobic. You're an Islamophobic. Yeah. Right. So, and that's
not only this, it's in the church too.
Well, it is. And if you want to shut down a conversation, just use one of these two things. You're evil and you're a racist, or use both of them. And unfortunately, Christians have just kind of bowed to that and said, oh, I don't want to be a racist. I don't want to be evil. And rather than saying, huh, that's not the issue, and then come back and say, this is the issue. And most of the time, those people who label us that way have no clue what's going on.
Yep.
They have no idea about the truth of things.
And what's happening.
And what's happening.
Yeah, what's happening. The tactic seems to become effective. The people are blinded, and they're just going along with it because if you don't have a strong faith, Satan can easily blind you.
He can.
Make you think that that's okay.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, the Marxists seek to do three things. We already talked about three lies, but here are three things they're trying to do. Weaken our cultural norms, our morality, and indoctrinate people with Marxist ideas. Communists have long known that in order for the West to fall to communism, it would first have to fall morally. The Communist Manifesto, by the way, is the fourth most assigned book in U.S. colleges.
Wow.
Number two, persecute Christians. Christians, listen to this, are the target of 80% of all discrimination. Yep. And probably the other percentage would be Jewish people. Number three, infiltrate and subjugate the churches. If you don't believe this is happening, speak the truth, and it's labeled what? As hate speech. Ask yourself, why aren't pastors speaking up and speaking out? Why aren't churches taking a stand? And I know some are, and I applaud them. But for the most part, fear has replaced faith and courage. And the fear of man has trumped the fear of God. The fear of offending someone has trumped the fear of offending God himself. And this must change if we are going to stop the tide of Marxism in our country. We don't have much time, folks. Instead of waking up, many are woking up.
Woking up.
Yeah. And wokeness is political correctness on steroids. It's another tactic of our enemy. Woke is another form of indoctrination into Marxist ideas. It's nothing new. So among mainline Christian churches, listen to this, only 56% of pastors and 67% of worshipers believe in Jesus' literal resurrection.
Yeah.
And just 44% of pastors and 80% of members believed in a God who could perform miracles and answer to prayers. Within the born-again population, just 33% of the adult population, a shockingly small proportion, 13%, hold a biblical worldview. Age has a consistent correlation with biblical worldview incidents. The younger a person, the less likely they are to be an integrated disciple. What does that tell us? We've got to go after the children as believers.
Yeah.
We've got to introduce them to the gospel before they reach the age of 8 or 9, even. It used to be age 12 or 13, but I think it's 8 or 9 now. You see, for years now, Marxism has been chipping away at the foundations of our country and our Christian faith. And when communism took over the USSR, they used the following methods. See if they sound familiar. Eradicate religion in every form, especially Christianity. The most severe anti-religious propaganda was Christianity. The need to capture the minds of people while they are young. Public schools are targeted for indoctrination of children. The younger, the more effective for communism. Replace religion, for the adoration of the state. Humankind evolved from monkeys. Indoctrination with atheism. One example, a teacher would ask the children to pray to Jesus for candy, and no candy would show up. Then she said, pray to Lenin, and she would give them candy. Wow. Mm. All hopes and dreams are provided by the state. The Christian faith was a primary threat to communism, and they treated it as such, and it still is. Abortion is promoted, compromise pastors and Christians morally, and then blackmail them, infiltrate the churches, and create division. That was their game plan in the USSR, and it worked. Now to America, communism's grandest prize and biggest target.
Yeah. And one quote said, as of early 2022, it appears we are in the final stages of the communist subversion in America. And the men and women behind the curtain don't even seem to care anymore that we can see them in action. Case in point here, the squad in Congress.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
heard that term, the squad, right? The squad is a group of 8 Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives. The squad is well known for being among the most progressive and left-wing members of the United States Congress. All were elected under the age of 50 and have been supported by the Justice Democrat Political Action Committee and are on the left wing of the Democratic Party.
Yes.
Despicable that these...
They're communists.
...in our parties. So, communism got its root in America when some ultra-wealthy people aligned themselves with an educated elite. Socialism and communism opposes everything about God and the Bible and Christianity. They are allied with the failed philosophy of materialism and the bankrupt religion of atheism. It destroys everything it touches, guys. Socialism and communism destroys families, economics, and nations. It is slavery and thievery. Socialism destroys the biblical work ethic and confiscates assets earned by producers and gives them to non-producers. Mm-hmm. We've heard that. I think that's the DEI theory, right?
No doubt. That, right?
This demotivates producers and creates a cycle of sloth, poverty, and dependence.
Yes.
If you can't see that, you're not looking with your eyes open in America right now. And many Americans have been indoctrinated already into Marxism under the guise of social justice courtesy of funding from the power-hungry mega elite like George Soros and his son. You know, talk about evil people.
They're evil.
They have poured $35 million into electing lawless district attorneys. And you have heard what these district attorneys are doing all over our country right now, releasing criminals, not charging them. Oh, I mean, oh, just a number of things.
Yes.
And then you have socialism, which is Bernie Sanders' dream. He's a senator of Vermont, for those of you who don't know. And I think communism would be a paradise in his mind, except he likes to make money in his books.
Yes, he does. He likes to buy things. Yeah. He's a capitalist.
Way to go, Bernie.
Yeah.
You want to start your books and make money, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, Sanders is 73, Bernie Sanders, sorry. He has been preaching socialism for nearly half a century. And he cites Eugene Debs, the 5-time presidential candidate of the Socialist Party of America, as his hero. Yay, Bernie. Wow.
Yeah.
If I had a hero like that. What,
he's only, wow. He's not 73. He's 82.
Is he 82?
Is he that old now? Wow.
Yeah.
Just sorry. Just so well, anyway, he's an old guy.
He looks 104, so I'm going to just stick
guy.
With
him. He's an old socialist.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he hasn't always embraced the label, of course. But
no.
I myself, I don't use the word socialism, he said, you know, back in 1976. I myself don't use the word socialism. This is him back in 76 in the Vermont Cynic. Quoted him, which is a student publication at the University of Vermont, because people have been brainwashed into thinking that socialism automatically means slave labor camps, dictatorship, and lack of freedom of speech. Yeah.
Yeah, Bernie's dream. Bernie's dream is North Korea and Venezuela and China. And yeah.
Hey, go live there for a while, Bernie.
Yeah. Make your money there.
Sell your books so, there. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
They'll
so how are the
Marxists?
Right. So how are the Marxists influencing America? Here's some strategies. Number one, use media and entertainment to promote the ideas of socialism and communism, but without using those terms specifically. Two, take control of the major teachers' unions. This has already happened. Three, indoctrinate with socialism through social justice. Make it sound like you really care about minorities, but that isn't the issue at all. I would say that's the case with the whole Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, by 1963, Christianity had not a place left in Americans' public schools other than a mention in history. Listen to this. Above all else, the communists has pulled the rugs out from morality by removing God from the classroom. Christians let it happen by passively remaining silent and not offending anyone. Guys, we've got the opportunity to make a difference right now. We've got to stand up. We can't wait till tomorrow. We've got to do it today. Number five, replace Christianity with the religion of secular humanism. Also, create the new secular religion of evolution where people are objects, not souls. No supernatural influence at all. Number six, with morality weakening in society, another related institution of power in society, the family also needed to be weakened in order for communism to succeed. Number seven, promoting casual sex and portraying traditional marriage as enslavement. By 2020, 84% of American adults who were polled believed that not just premarital, but casual sex was sometimes or always acceptable, including 50% of self-identifying Christians. To those Christians, I would say, you ought to know better.
Yep.
You ought to know better. Number eight, portray Christians as sweet idiots. Judgmental hypocrites or dangerous fanatics. That's exactly what you see on TV and the media. We don't help ourselves and Christ's cause when we go and act like idiots. And I say, be Christ-like everywhere you go. But let me add, please just drive right. Go on green, stop on red. By the way, Americans spend at least 3 hours a day watching TV. So you see the influence there. Number nine, use celebrities to attack values, beliefs, and behaviors. Use music as a medium. And then number 10, for communism to flourish globally, national governments must fall, maybe they must fail. You now see the rise in power of the globalism movement, the operation of planning of economic and foreign policy on a global basis. Folks, listen. As we kind of sum this up, there's coming a one world government that has a tiny ruling elite rising to the top with one man in particular who will save the people from their oppression. He's called the Antichrist. And the world is being prepared now for that time. The widespread hatred of America and its form of government combined with a calling for the dissolution of borders are two of the top prerequisites for the establishment of globalism. Do we need to remind us of the crisis on our southern border? Lawlessness prevails in America, and I believe that is by intent. Marxists need for Americans to hate their own nation so they will participate in overthrowing it. We are reminded recently of protesters in Dearborn, Michigan, chanting, "Death to America, death to Israel." Well, in our next podcast, that's a lot of things we've shared with you today. So I want you to go back. We want you to go back, listen to the podcast again to make sure you hear every word that we share here. Because in our next podcast, we'll begin to share some specific actions that Christians can take to overcome communism. Because evil can be overcome with good. Light always overcomes darkness. God always overcomes evil.
Yes, and that's really good too, Jay, because, you know, we sit back today and we watch the news and many people think that, you know, what can we do about it? It's all happening. Yeah, you say that, guys, and we see it, but, you know, what can we do? How can we change things? Well, there are things that we can do and we need to do that, and we will be talking about that in our next podcast, but don't sit back and think that, you know, we are just being, you know, we're just throwing all this stuff out because we're freaking out and we're creating this this illusion that this is happening. Look around. This is happening.
Right.
Change the channel on the TV. Look at everywhere you look. This is happening. The teachers are under their control. It's already happening. you know, there's lawlessness everywhere, right?
Yes. I mean,
just look, not just in the red states, it's happening everywhere, but more so in the red states who are already buying into this program. You know, so it is happening out there. And so we can't just sit around and do nothing as God's people.
Randy, you are so right. And you all, let us just appeal to you. If you sense an anger in our voice, I can tell you that this is righteous anger. Yeah. We want to share the truth. We already have the truth.
We already have the truth.
But we want to share it with you. And don't be discouraged by this. Get a little righteously indignant about it and do something about it. And you can begin in your own home. You can begin by listening and letting your family be exposed to what we're sharing on these podcasts. That'd be a wonderful thing to do, Dad. So we encourage you to do that. Invite other people, even if they don't agree with us. We have a lot of people who don't agree with us, but they're intellectually honest enough to listen to what we have to say. So rather than just, be against the other side, listen to what the other side is saying. Randy, you do that. I do that. John, you do that. Absolutely. I listen to things I don't agree with, so I know what they're saying so that we can come back and say, no, this is the truth. This is the truth. Well, as you can tell, we're riled up. We're excited. We're righteously indignant, but we were also incredibly hopeful because of our belief in the Lord Jesus Christ.
When good men do something, things change.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you for listening. But until next time.
Papa Rock and J-Pop out.
The Papa Rock and J-Pop Show is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Check out wingmannation.com for our blog, the Wingman Men's Moment podcast, and great learning resources for men.